Gao felt obliged to explain further. With Dr. Selden's project at the University of Trantor. Raven Selden? Why, no. The one I mean is Harry Selden. The psychohistorian Selden. I don't know of any Raven Selden. Harry's the one I mean. They call him Raven. Slang, you know. He keeps predicting disaster.
He does?
Gao was genuinely astonished. Surely, you must know. Gerald was not smiling. You're coming to work for him, aren't you?
Well, yes, I'm a mathematician. Why does he predict disaster? What kind of disaster?
What kind would you think?
I'm afraid I wouldn't have the least idea.
I've read the papers Dr. Selden and his group have published. They're on mathematical theory.
Yes,
the ones they publish.
Gao felt annoyed. He said, I think I'll go to my room now. Very pleased to have met you.
Gerald waved his arm indifferently in farewell. Gao found a man waiting for him in his room. For a moment, he was too startled to put into words the inevitable, "What are you doing here?" that came to his lips. The man rose. He was old and almost bald, and he walked with a limp, but his eyes were very bright and blue. He said, "I am Harry Selden." An instant before, Gal's befuddled brain placed the face alongside the memory of the many times he had seen it in pictures.